Hello, welcome back. It's Damien with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 6th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. According to our very own Stephen Hall, Google is planning on renaming Android TV to Google TV. Considering that Google has been slowly renaming all of its products so that Android is far less prominent, this of course makes total sense. Android isn't going anywhere though, but we're sure this would do far more good for the TV platform than harm in the long term. After revamping lighting controls in March, the Google Home app has new suggestions for linking streaming services as well as live TV sections. These new suggestion chips appear just underneath your custom Google Home nickname and above the row of quick actions. They are similar to reminders for setting up nearby smart home devices. In an example we've shared on site, there is a Link Netflix prompt, complete with an app icon that can be easily dismissed. Tapping these chips will provide an explanation on how linking your Google account to Netflix, for instance, enables playback on compatible devices, as well as the privacy ramifications of letting the service be controlled by assistant voice commands. When you click Yes, Link Account, it will open a Netflix login page for you to continue, and this simplifies the entire linking process. Slack may be one of the best tools for allowing teams to collaborate successfully when working online, and now the app is getting an updated experience on Android. A complete redesign for the Slack app is now rolling out, and it's a huge departure from what we've had and seen before. Slack V20 switches to a bottom bar interface with buttons for Home, DMs, Mentions, and You. The Home tab is the most important for most, as it lists out each channel and direct message that you are part of, as well as having a compose button for new messages. Swiping to the right on any panel opens a new sidebar, which includes a team switcher, settings and other options such as inviting new members or signing out of your account. On the right-hand panel, you'll quickly access the last channel or message you've entered. It's a handy, quick gesture to access recently used sections of Slack. For those wondering, the V20 update is rolling out now via the Google Play Store. For years, Chrome OS has used a simple, straightforward app to let you thumb through photos on your Chromebook. Over the past few months, Google has been working on an all-new gallery app for Chrome OS, with some built-in editing tools. As with most other work in progress features, the new Chrome OS Gallery app is currently locked away behind a flag found within Chrome Flags. The first thing you'll notice is that the new Gallery app is designed using a sleek dark theme, which will hopefully come to Chrome OS as whole in the future. As you would expect, the app still lets you flip between photos using arrow buttons on the left and right, though sadly the keyboard arrows won't work for this just yet. Along the top of the app, you'll find a number of controls like things for zoom level and buttons to other various side panels. The info panel shows the current image's EXIF data, while the other panels offer quick ways to crop, rotate, resize, and even adjust the colors of your photos. While there are certainly better ways to make these kind of edits, including web apps like Squoosh and Photopea, it's definitely handy to have a built-in way to make quick adjustments. However, we can't yet recommend enabling the associated Chrome flag in its current state. One of Android's best accessibility features is, of course, Live Captions, introduced in Android 10. Live Captions use device resources to generate captions for any media that's playing, and now it's coming to Google Chrome. A Live Caption toggle has appeared in the latest version of Chrome for desktop, specifically in the Canary release channel. Under Chrome's accessibility settings, Live Captions appear as an optional toggle. However, that only appears after the Enable Accessibility Live Captions flag has been enabled. These Live Captions on Google Chrome do look basically identical to those found on Android, with a floating black box showing Live Captions as they're being generated for content. This feature will work on Chrome OS, of course, but also on Windows, Linux, and Mac versions of Chrome too. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.